The Kingdom Radio. www.thekingdomradio.com. Your host, Apostle Jason Leppard. Welcome to Miracle Night. We're here on TikTok. Your host, Apostle Jason Leppard. Alrighty, guys. Alrighty. This is Apostle again tonight. Listen, so glad you guys tuned in tonight here on Radio Land. I'm glad you guys on TikTok tuned in too tonight. Thank you so very much for tuning in. We are talking about power. We'll talk about power tonight. Power, ability, and authority and influence. That's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about in Acts, we're going to start with Acts 1:8-9, okay? We're going to start in Acts 1:8-9, okay? But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses both in Jerusalem, watch this, guys, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up in a cloud. Cloud received him out of their sight. Do you understand tonight? You can't walk this walk by yourself. You got to have power. And he said, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. That means he's going to come upon you, then you receive the power. Come on. You don't receive power before, but it says, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be witnesses both in Judea and Jerusalem and uttermost parts of the earth. Otherwise, you're going to start out, God's going to start you out local before he ships you nationwide. What am I saying tonight? God gives you power to witness. Come on. God gives you power to talk right. God gives you power to walk right. God gives you power, but he said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Matter of fact, he's going to come upon you, and when he leaves, you're going to receive power. What does that power do? What does that power do? It gives us ability. It gives us ability. That's where Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's what it gives you, ability. Ability to do what? Ability to do what? To walk right. To talk right. Listen, the Holy Ghost gives you power. Come on. In Ephesians 1:18-21 says, in the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is hope of his calling? What is the riches of his glory? Watch this. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power? Greatness of his power towards believe according to the working of the mighty power, which he sought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him on his own right hand in heavenly places, far above principalities and power and might and dominion in every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in which is to come. Do you understand when Jesus died, he got the name above all names? Do you understand that his name was above heaven and earth? Come on. He said in the earth to come. He's going to give you this power. Do you understand the power that you have, my friend? I don't know who I'm preaching to tonight, but I'm preaching to some people that need to understand the power that you have. You mistaken the power you got. You don't understand the power, because if you don't understand power, you don't understand how to operate in power. Do you understand that he gave you power over all the enemy? Do you understand he gave you power over all sickness? He gave you power over all the power of your enemy. I'm glad one person's listening. Maybe so. That's good. Come on. He gave you power. I said he gave you power. In Isaiah 40, 20, 29 through 31, he giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. So even Isaiah, God give him strength. Somebody just don't want the power tonight. You got to understand something. You got to have the power. Who am I talking to? You got to have the power tonight. Do you understand you can't talk right? You understand you can't walk right? You understand that you can't do nothing without him? Jesus said, unless you abide in the vine and you are the branches, listen, you're not going to bear no fruit. You can't do anything without him. He gives you power and ability. Power represents authority. Jesus said in Matthew 28, 18, Jesus said, I've spoken to them saying, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. In John 5, 27, watch this. And he has given him authority to execute judgment also because of the Son of Man. In John 19, 10 through 11, and then said Pilate unto him, speakest thou unto me, knowest thou, I have power to crucify thee. I have power to release thee. Jesus answered, and thou couldest no power at all against me, except it were given to me from above. Wherefore is delivered to me unto thee this day. You understand the power? The power God has given you. You understand that God has given us such power. We talked about it gives you ability. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Do you understand it gives you ability? Do you understand it gives you authority? My God. You know the devil's scared of you. You know that? He's not scared of you till you find out who you are. My God. Who am I talking to tonight? I may be talking to the ceiling. I don't know. But you understand who you are in God. See, I'm not an apostle tonight, even though people call me the apostle, Apostle Jason Leppard. I'm not an apostle. I'm a son of God. And you're a daughter of God. Daughter and sons of God. Do you understand that he wants to make you like his son? Do you understand that he wants you to walk on water? Do you understand that he wants you to cast out demons just like he did when Jesus was here? He said, greater works you will do in my name. Why are we operating in this power? He said, you shall lay hands on the sick and they what? They shall recover. Why ain't you laying hands on the sick? Why ain't you laying hands on the sick? Come on. We need to get a hold of this power. We need to realize what power we really got and use it. Listen, power goes away if you don't use it. It gives you ability, authority, and watch this, it gives you influence. This power will give you influence. Not me, I don't give you influence. Don't look at me. You know, people get, you know what, I want to say something. This 21st century church, this is what we've been taught. Oh, I got to shine my light to you. I got to be good in good deeds. Listen, Jesus was no reputation. He had no reputation. Why do we try to get one? Oh, the Bible says, be you a light on the world. Let me tell you what that light exposes. The power of God exposes. The power of God gives you light, not your life. See, when people look at you, they get their eyes off of God. See, and that's what the problem with the church is. See, we wanna lift up man too much. It's not about me. I saw this fellow the other day. If I build my ministry off of me, what's going to happen is when I make a mistake, my ministry is going to fall. See, this thing ain't about me. That's why it's called God Saving Ministries. I know we're the Kingdom Radio here, but listen, this thing's not about me. If I build this thing off of me, that means when I make a mistake, my ministry will fall. Why? Because you're looking at me and not him. Jesus never built his ministry off of himself. What did Peter say? Peter walked up to him. He said, oh, you're the Son of God. You're the great one. He said, don't call me great. Don't call me good. There's only one good. See, even Jesus didn't build his ministry off himself. I talked to this fellow the other day. He said, you're some kind of apostle. I said, let me tell you something, brother. Let me tell you something. I'm in a ministry with God. I have a relationship with God. I'm not perfect, but he is. See, quit looking at me and look at him. Any ministry that points you to me and the pastor, what's going to happen is this pastor's going to have to walk on his tippy toes and tippy toe around people so he can't offend people. And if he offends somebody, what's going to happen? His ministry's going to fall because they're looking at him. Let me tell you something. Don't put your eyes on man. That's what's wrong with the church in the 21st century. They've put their eyes on man, and man's always let them down. Trust me, I can take you to Benny Hinn, I can take you to Rod Parsley, I can take you to T.D. Jakes, and I can find a fault in every one of them. Why? Because they're human, just like you are. This ain't about me, guys. It's about him. Oh, well, how am I going to let my light so shine before man that they might see my good deeds? I know you're going to quote that. That didn't have nothing to do with who you are. That had something to do with the power. The power demonstrated of God. Jesus cast out demons. Jesus walked on water. Come on. Jesus did these things. And you're fixing to see the power performed tonight if you'll stay on here. If you don't, you're going to miss it. My God. It gives us influence. Influence. It gives us influence. It gives us authority. It gives us ability. Come on. It gives us power, authority, and ability and influence. Why do we sit and play with God's power? Why? Why do we sit and play with God's power? Let me tell you something. God is going to do something. You're fixing to see his power demonstrated. You are. You're fixing to see it demonstrated. Power. Let's go back to power, guys. What is this power? I said, what is this power that he's talking about? In John 4:10, let's go to that. Here is love, not that we love God, that he loved us. He sent his son in proportion for our sin. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfect in us. That's a demonstration of power too. God's love. Let me tell y'all something. Nobody on here can love like God. Okay? You know how God loves? He gives something and he don't give it back. And he don't take it back. God will love you when you don't love him. Man can't love like that. You understand what I'm saying? Man cannot love like that. There's no way. Man cannot love like that. Men love you as long as you do back for them, and that's it. That's just gospel truth. And when you stop loving them, they'll stop loving you. But see, God ain't like that. Jesus said, turn the cheek and turn to the other. Jesus said, go to the second mile. If somebody asked you to go second mile, go 3 miles. You got to have power. You understand this flesh don't want to love like that. You understand that this flesh is not designed to love like that. Only God. That's why Jesus said, I am the tree and you are the branches. Listen, if you ain't hooked into the vine, you're not going to bear fruit. If you're not hooked into the vine, you're not going to bear fruit. And what am I meaning by this? God is about to give us power and demonstration to walk right, talk right, and everything else. He's about to. Power. Let's go back to power, guys. Power. Power. Power, ability, and authority and influence. When you build your ministry off of your goodness, you're building your ministry not on the foundation that Peter founded under. See, Peter, he asked Peter, he said, Peter, who do you say that I am? He said, you are the Christ. And you know what he said after that? He said, man has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven has. And then he said, upon this rock I will build my church. What did he say? It wasn't the revelation of Peter that he was good. It was the revelation that Jesus was good. Come on. And God was good because of Jesus. Guys, when does man have to glory you? When you build your ministry off of you, and, oh, look at me. And when I make a mistake, people's going to get offended because I thought you supposed to be a minister. Yeah, I'm a minister, but I'm human just like you are. But I'm friends with God, and he accepts my mistakes just like you need to. God has more mercy than you, hypocrite. See, that's why I don't build my ministry off of me no more. That's why I don't have my name on this ministry no more. God told me to take the name off because this ministry is not about me. It's about him. And when you get your eyes on me, then I've failed my job to point you to him. See, Jesus, I'm going to say this one more time. Jesus walked up to Peter and he said, who do you say that I am? He said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, listen, I didn't reveal this to you, but my Father. Do you understand? Jesus made it about the Father, not him. And see, these ministries out here, that when you get them to look at you and trust in your uprightness and your righteousness, which is filthy rags anyways, when you get them to look at you, what's going to happen is they're going to say, oh my God, he made a mistake and he's supposed to be a preacher. Listen, this was never about me. This is about him. He has a relationship with me. I can't tell you why. I can't tell you why he had a relationship with David either. I can't tell you why that he had a relationship with cussing Peter and murderous Peter either, or murderous Paul either, but he did. And you can't do nothing about it. You know what I told this fella? I said, only God can judge me, fella. Only God can put me where he wants me, not you. You might look at my faults, but God don't. You might look at my failures, but listen, I ain't went to court yet. It's not settled. Do you understand? There's no good thing in me, Paul said. Not one good thing. And when you start lifting yourself up in a ministry like your God, listen, those people are going to start looking at you. And when you make a mistake, guess what? Your ministry's going to fall. Because you didn't build it upon a rock. Who's the rock? God is the rock. He's the rock. He's the one that keeps me together. He's the one that helps me sleep at night. He's the one that gives me peace in the valley. He's the one that gives me power to talk right, power to walk right. It's about him. It's not about me. So no, I don't uplift myself far as, you know, Jason's is. No. Jason's human. But I can tell you I do represent a powerful God, and he is my friend. He is powerful. He is holy. Without spot nor wrinkle. He's got everything you need. Peace, joy, he's got everything you need. He'll give you the ability, authority, and influence. He'll give it all to you if you want it. But if you don't want it, he ain't giving you nothing. I'm going to leave you guys with this. Never build... If you're called to the ministry, never build your ministry off of you. I've learned that over the years. I had a church in Bremen, Georgia. My ex-wife, she's my ex-wife because she left me for another man. I'm just going to say it. She's human too. But that church busted up because a mistake. Fault in man, the church busted up. They was looking at us instead of God. Come on. Well, Jason, you know, people's got to trust in ministers if they're speaking for God, but you got to understand, we're just a mail boy. We don't own the mail company. Come on. We make mistakes. We might put the mail somewhere it ain't supposed to be. But it don't mean that we don't work for the mail company. I just deliver the mail. I make mistakes. I turn down the wrong roads. I might go to a wrong address. But it does not mean that I don't work for the one that hired me. Because you might fire me, but he hired me. If he hired me, then you can't fire me. You're not my boss. Just saying. But guys, this is a doctrine that I've had to come out of. Because I've been raised like this. Oh, that man of God's got to walk upright. Timothy said, if a man desire a bishop of an office, he must be blameless and good apart. You got to understand something. The only reason Timothy wrote that is because Timothy said these characteristics must be in a man if he desires of the office of a bishop. Guys, I'm not telling you not to try to walk right, but I'm telling you, you're going to make mistakes. You're going to slip and fall somewhere. I don't care who you are. Even Jesus told Peter, he said, Peter, don't call me good. There's only one good. If my Lord said that, then who am I? You never uplift yourself. You lift the one that called you. Y'all want somebody good? I can introduce you to somebody good. His name's Jehovah Jireh. His name's Jehovah Nisi. His name's Jehovah Shalom. I'm telling you, he's God the Father. That's who you need. He's only hired me to lead the way to draw you to him. That's it. That's my job title. It's to draw you to him because he's perfect. He's the one that never fails. He's the one that never lies. He's the one that keeps his word. He's the one that's perfect and holy in righteousness. Let me tell you something. He's the one. Jesus never uplifted himself. Never. He never did, guys. Well, guys, I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to end this with this. God will give you power to have ability. You'll do stuff that you didn't think you could do. I'm telling you, you'll say stuff you didn't think you could say. God will give you boldness out of this world if you'll let him. He'll give you authority and he'll give you influence. You understand, it's God's power that does all this, guys. It ain't me. I don't give influence. God does. All righty, guys. Thank y'all for joining tonight. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to The Kingdom Radio. www.thekingdomradio.com. Or you can download it. Listen to live services on Google Play, The Kingdom Radio, or on Apple. Thank you for tuning in.